right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let me call it back.
Tambourine in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear the tambourine just a little bit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody out there listening to this program, listen to the service, got a tambourine. You go get your tambourine. Hallelujah. You go get maracas and your little drums and you go near your piano, because we're going to praise God today. We're going to have a time in the camp. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, I you know what? I'm going to tell you. I feel like, look. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I thank God, because I'm going to try to get this song again, because I feel my help coming. I love that song, hallelujah. The Lord is good, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, and we're going to have a time. We're going to do it again. Can y'all just, hallelujah, put the screwdriver down, put the other stuff you're doing now.
Good morning, Chicago.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everywhere. Hallelujah. Good afternoon. Good evening. Hallelujah. Here we go again. All right, get your step in now.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to know you're tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And we're going to have a time today. Hallelujah. Get your shouting shoes on. And if you don't have any shouting shoes, take your shoes off and shout on your bare feet. Come on now, because we're going to have a time, because God has brought us thus far. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been leaning on the everlasting arms. He woke us up this morning. You listen to my voice. Hallelujah. He woke you up this morning. That was 90% of your day. Hallelujah. We're going to have a time today. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. Can you give the housekeeper suggestions? Hallelujah. While I cue up the next song, hallelujah, because we're going to have a time today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Call every family member in. Call the pets. Call everybody in. If you have any friends that's ill, that's been suffering with different things in their body, infections and even depression or back aches,
stomach
aches, call them up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Give them the number to call to listen to the service. Hallelujah. Tell them to get a piece of bread and a little cup of water or something they can take for communion. Tell them to get their Bible, a pencil and ink pen, a composition notebook or a piece of paper, something that they can write their scriptures on and something that they can take notes on. And they'll also be able to write down any little thoughts that may come to their mind while they're listening to or reading the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know God will open up things to you while you're following the man of God in the scriptures, while you're reading the scriptures? Don't you know lights will come on? Mentally, if you're wondering something, or something, and you're asking the Lord questions and all, don't you know He'll open up something to you right while you're reading the Word of God?
Amen.
People say, "Oh my gosh, that's what that means."
Amen.
I've been wondering that. Yes. Get your Bible, your pencils, ink pens, pencils, flare. Call in the family members. Call up family members. Anybody you know that's not feeling well, tell them call them up and listen to. Give them the number to listen to the program tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, so we're going to have a time tonight. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost power is moving tonight. Watch out now. Somebody, hallelujah, that's captured by some hindering thoughts, some habits tonight. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Perezo. He's the Lord God of the breakthrough. Oh, breakthrough is happening today. Watch out now. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, you know you haven't shouted in a long time. It's time to get your praise on. It's time to get your shout in right now. Hallelujah.
Don't you come fast, got to come.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
But I dare you to lift your hand and say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
All time.
At all times.
And His praises.
And His praises.
Continually.
Shall continually.
Be in my mouth.
Be in my mouth. Psalm 34. Come on. Oh, patience. That the Lord is good.
God is good.
Hallelujah. He's good. He's good. Oh, yes, He's good. Hallelujah.
Shout the right there.
Come on now. Watch out now. Oh, it's time. All right now. Warrior of the Yeah. Freedom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All the victory. Glory to God. Hey. Yeah. His mercy's everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Oh, come on, get your step in now. Hallelujah. You haven't had your step in for 6 months. Some of you haven't had your step in for over a year. It's time to praise him right now. Oh, Lord, oh, magnify the Lord God of man.
Come, but 30 more seconds. Overtime. Come on.
Hallelujah. Oh, go ahead now. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Linda. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Alan. Go ahead, Sterling. Reggie. Donya. Tiffany. Barry.
Come on, y'all.
David. Scooter.
Hallelujah.
Ronald. Angie. Yvette. Motherhood. Yvonne.
Thank you, Jesus.
Debbie.
Thank you, Jesus.
Joyce. Tavon. Never Tavon. Never Tavon. Maurice.
That's about a
name.
C and S.
Raymond.
His name together. Come on.
Rachel. Stephanie. QB. Dominique. Justin. Julie, Anna, Ava, Kitty, Little Kitty, Stephanie, Little Stephanie, Desiree, Monica, Victor, Julia, hallelujah. Michelle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bishop, go ahead now. Mr. Waters, go ahead now. Get your shout in. Get your praise in. Mildred, Sandra, Linda, White, Damon, LeBron, D'Artagnan, East, Tommy Orr, Sandra.
That's your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Ginger. Apostle Marty Mercer, Bishop Elect Norman Nevis, hallelujah. Pray in the book, Cynthia, Prophet Cynthia, Carol, Carol, Doug Wilson, Teresa, hallelujah, Carolyn, oh, Lord.
Well, I wish we.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
sit down.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, hallelujah. 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 Pastor Maxine and Sylvia, please. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I give you 30 more seconds.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
30 more seconds. Here we go. One, two, one.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. We bless his name today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank God. You've tuned into the service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name,
O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
15 more
seconds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tried to stop it. I couldn't help myself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I got to stop. I tried several times to stop it. I couldn't help myself. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. You tuned, yes, yes, that's right. You tuned into, hallelujah, the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And this is your host, hallelujah, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with my co-host, none other than the world famous, awesome Dr. Pastor Peaches Byrd. Can you say hello, Pastor Peaches?
Hello, hallelujah.
Can you say, can I get an amen from you? If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while?
Oh, hallelujah, amen.
Amen, glory to God. Oh, it's a wonderful day in God's neighborhood.
Amen.
Wherever the Spirit of God is, that's his neighborhood. Yadaba. Oh, throw your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we having a time today. Oh yes. We took a little bit of the time for Pastor's Corner, but we're going to deal with a little bit of Pastor's Corner. Is that all right, y'all?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And this part of the service is dedicated to the 1,000 pastors and pastors elect and pastors in waiting around the world. Part of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. And we thank it not just to them, but to leaders and those in authority and responsibility in the body of Christ. And then for everybody in the body of Christ, we dedicate this to you. And this is going to be a simple word. It's going to be short and sweet. When we minister to God, the first thing after ministering to God that we do, because we serve God by serving others.
Amen.
We serve others. And it starts at home.
Mm.
You do not overlook your family to build the church.
Amen.
To be a work, build the work. There used to be a thing about a preacher's kids. They were wild, unruly, and uncontrolled. Why? Because daddy was building the church instead of building the home. The first priority of every man that, a child of God, every man that's birthed into this world, if he got a family, the first priority is to him to grow his family, to bless his family, to bring up his family. Hallelujah. Then when he's dealing with the family in a righteous and right way, then he can go ahead and do something else. Because, you know, before the church came, family was here. Mm. Before your job came outside of your home, there was a job inside your home. You say, what do you mean? Well, the Garden of Eden was Adam and Eve's home.
Amen.
And guess what? He had a job inside his home,
Amen.
Inside his garden. Preacher, apostle. I don't care what kind of titles you got. I don't care how many initials you got at the end of your name. If you're not taking care of business at home, if you're not loving your wife, hallelujah, not just on anniversary and Valentine's Day and Christmas and all those special birthdays, but all through the year, letting her know that you love her. Now, Pastor Peter, did somebody show you that they love you? And it's not your birthday, is it?
No.
It's not our anniversary, is it?
No.
It's not Christmas, is it?
No.
I don't know. But anyway, what happened today to you?
Some man delivered a fruit basket to my job from some man.
Man. And what did? Who was that some man? Cause see, we being transparent right now. The name of that man, a fruit basket.
It was you, honey.
I said what?
It was you. It was a fruit basket.
Okay, now
was delivered to my job.
Y'all out there got a little scared right there, didn't you? But see, I don't want my wife to ever think that I put church before her. You say, oh, isn't that wrong? No, church is for God. Your personal relationship with God, that comes first.
Amen.
Then your relationship with yourself, and then your wife and your children, and then you can go out the house then. You can go build the church, but it should not be over the bones of your family. It should not be over we got to make a sacrifice. And so you don't have date night. You don't go on vacations with your wife. You don't spend time with your children. You don't go to the PTA. You don't go to ball games with your children. You don't go to the soccer games or whatever. I mean, I know it's Corona, but you know what I mean. When time we could do all of that, you didn't do that because you was busy building a church. What would it profit a man to build a church with 10,000 members?
Mm-mm.
And his home goes shipwrecked.
Mm-mm-mm.
And he's working on his third and fourth wife.
Look.
Because they don't want to put up with that. You got to let them know on a continual basis that you love them. Okay? You say, well, yeah, you got to be just like God. Ephesians 5:1 says, be like him as dear children. Now, if God only lets you know that he loves you once a year or two times a year or maybe three times a year, four times a year. Oh, let's really do good. Say five times a year. You would not think too highly of that kind of God, that kind of relationship, that kind of fellowship. But see, that's what you do to your family if you don't make them your priority. Preacher, listen to me now. You are going all over the way preaching and feeling good and getting this money. If you can't take your wife with you, or you can't fly home to have date night, and date night is every week, a day out of the week. You got 7 days to figure it out. You pick the day. That's your date night. Nothing else comes in between you and date night unless God audibly talks to both of you.
Amen.
If he don't talk to both of you, you better deal with date night. Because somebody told me in the world, it's cheaper to keep her. Not only that, but see, you can lose your salvation in a way and lose your credibility. Let me put it this way. I think that's better. You lose your credibility in the world when people look at you and you Bishop so-and-so and you're working on your fourth wife.
Mm-mm-mm.
What is that saying?
Mm.
You know, it is important for you to understand that. You're always going downtown to bail your children out of jail. Something is wrong with that picture. You got to spend time with your family.
Mm.
That's why they call it family. People throwing together. You know, family and fellowship are the same. You know, family fellowship is people sitting around eating and in the same boat and rowing in the same direction. That's fellowship. And then communion is when y'all really leaning on each other and propping one another up and loving one another and all that kind of good stuff. That's communion. Yeah, you got to do that.
Amen.
Preacher, you got to do that. But I've been called to preach. The preacher's in me. He also said to take care of your home. You're the source and sustainer. You're the provider.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's just not providing money. That's providing love.
Hallelujah.
Joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, meekness, and temperance, all that good stuff, long-suffering, providing patience, and showing your family how to love. Your children won't know how to love if they don't see it in the home.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Get a witness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, don't shout me down if I'm preaching good. If they don't see love in their home, they think love is what they see on the TV or in the movies or what they see on the street or at school. That illicit love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's hallelujah. Glory to God. That's hallelujah. What do you call it? Pastor's Corner for the day. Take care of home.
Thank you, Jesus.
You may have 10,000 members in your church, but I need to see your home. I want to come over to your house for dinner. I want to see your family. I don't know where my children are. I don't know where my wife is. I don't know where nobody is. I don't know. Glory to God. I don't know because I've been working on the church. I've been building a building for the Lord. No, you were building for yourself. Because the Lord says, except God build it, and he starts in the foundation. And the foundation of every ministry is the family. I don't care who you are. You may be the big shot with 50,000 members. You may be the little shot with 2 members. But the foundation of your ministry is your family. If you don't see it like that, then you need to call me on the phone. I need to do some special work with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen, somebody? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, I'm going to try to key up some more music here, and we're going to go to the regular part of our service. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to get it now.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It may be tight, but it's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right. You got some comments on that? That's right. Tell it.
God, and God will honor. If you want God to honor the things that you're doing in the church, on the things that you're doing, or even on a job or the community, take care of home first. Let God see that you have your priorities in line. God can bless everything else, and you taking care of the family. Your first priority that he wants you to take care of is the family.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You go to heaven and your family go to hell. You don't want that.
You definitely don't want that. And the thing about it, see, you heard this tonight. You may not have thought of it, received this before, but God is going to hold you accountable for your family.
Hallelujah.
And then he may say, what you doing with them 10,000 folks? But he's going to hold you accountable for your family. And then the example that you're giving to your 10,000 folks. You know what? Hallelujah. I heard that one preacher wanted to do this. I don't know. I put it this way. If you're going to do it, that's great. Fifth Sunday is family day. He won't have service. Go have a family with all your family and go out to dinner and have a family day with them every fifth Sunday. Close down the church and act like you know.
Are you saying every fifth Sunday or the Sundays that have a fifth Sunday? The months that have a fifth Sunday?
The month that has a fifth Sunday.
Okay.
That's about four or five times a year.
Amen.
There's a fifth Sunday. Y'all get together. I would close down the church and say, go minister to your family and intimately. I mean, take them out to dinner, take them shopping, take them on a mini vacation, whatever you want to do, but make sure they know that you love them without a shadow of a doubt. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Let me see what we got here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
It is.
God is so wonderful. He's wonderful. God, he's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, he's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And praise my Lord's name, I know he's so wonderful. And whoa, he's wonderful. And I really believe the Lord is wonderful. Yes, he is. And whoa, wonderful. I know the Lord is so wonderful. Yes, he is. Whoa, whoa. If you never try God, try the Lord one day and see what my Father come down and make a way. And whoa, and oh, I can't love God. He's so wonderful. And whoa, yes, he is. I know the man is wonderful. Yes, he is. Whoa, he's wonderful. I know the Lord is so wonderful. Oh, Lord. Whoa, he's been my mother, been my father too. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And well, and oh, I love God. He's so wonderful.
Hallelujah. You're tuned in to the
Thank you, Lord.
Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And right now, hallelujah, Pastor Peaches, if you would lead us in prayer, and then our Old Testament and New Testament scriptures, we receive it right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this is a day that you have made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. God, from the rising of the sun until the going down the same, your name is worthy, and your name we will praise. Father God, we thank you for bringing us through this day and through this week up to this point in time. Lord God, we thank you for taking care of us, watching over us, providing our every need, protecting us, Lord God, while we out, go out and come in. Father God, you say you will bless our down setting and our uprising. Hallelujah. Bless us in the city, in the field. Hallelujah. In the city, out the city. Lord God, everywhere we go, we thank you, Lord God. As you have blessed us, Father, we thank you, Jesus. Go before us, Lord God, even in new uncharted territory, Lord God. Go there before we even get there, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bind him, the enemy. Upset the plan of Satan in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Satan, we say, leave. Go back to the pit from which you come. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, clothing us, blessing us. Hallelujah. Allow, Lord God, let your anointing rest on us, Lord God. When the enemy looks upon us, Lord God, he'll see the troops of Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll see the hounds of heaven behind us in the name of Jesus. And it put fear. We shout our feet with the preparation of God's for peace. Girl about our loins and truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Father God, we clothe ourselves in you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, make every crooked road straight, every mountain. Lord God, bring it down in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, for favor with you and with man. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Bless the word of God coming forth tonight. Lord God, bless the hearers. In the name of Jesus, anybody not feeling well, Lord God, touch their bodies. Let them grab hold, Lord God, to faith, Lord God. And Lord God, continue to strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In the name of Jesus, heal. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. cancers and diabetes and blind eyes, Lord God, and arthritis, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, call them all out in the name of Jesus.
Lord, your body.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your healing power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your healing in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Our Old Testament scripture reading is Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be clay in your hands, Father God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mold us and make us and shape us, Lord God, the way you want us to be.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Our New Testament scripture reading is Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, born to God, which is your reasonable service.
Hallelujah.
And be not conformed to this world,
hallelujah,
but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, hallelujah, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Hallelujah.
God, add our blessing to the reading.
Come on, get your praise on. Let's do it. That's what's true. Everybody, clap your hands.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody, right? Get it, come on.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, get ready. We
we're getting ready for Holy Communion, but we got to clap our hands just a little bit more. Come on. Do y'all want to clap your hands just a little bit more?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's been good. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. It's time to clap your hands right now.
Examine yourself. Hallelujah. We're going to do that right now.
Hallelujah. And see, one of the things that I love about God is that he has covenant names. And in his name, it tells you what he does. He can do it. And see, when we say his covenant names aloud, he becomes that to us. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, O God, that you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. And Father God, we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your word again says, examine yourselves. And we examine ourselves right now. And we understand, hallelujah. We comprehend, we're fully aware what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. And Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through his blood, hallelujah, that our sins are forgiven. Glory to God. So we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you, Lord, for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint and sanctify
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, your word says, Lord, hallelujah, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. We're taking communion worthily because we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern, in other words, understand what your body and blood has done for us. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was called to do. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word declares that it will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. Hallelujah. And there's one thing you put above yourself. That's your word. Psalms 138:2 says so. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Thank already, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word declares in Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. So we thank you for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the integrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. Thank you, Lord, for healing, hallelujah, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for diabetes disappearing, hallelujah. Glucose levels coming to normal, hallelujah. High blood pressure coming to normal. Low blood pressure coming to normal, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for new kidneys, new knees, hallelujah. New spleens, new bladders, new livers, hallelujah. New heart, new lungs, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for asthma disappearing, oh God. Thank you for tumors and cancers disappearing, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, blinded eyes are opening and dumb mouths they're speaking right now. And you know what they're saying? They're saying, Jesus, Jesus, repeat after me. You couldn't speak before this message, but you say, Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, oh yes, hallelujah, those that couldn't hear, you now can hear, hallelujah, oh, you hear some popping, okay, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, you hear some popping in your ear, now you can hear what I said, Jesus is Lord, hallelujah, Jesus is Lord, say it again, Jesus is Lord, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for healing, how the Bible said, in Matthew, hallelujah, 15:26, in 1 John 3, verse 1 and 2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep are your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. And on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when they had given thanks, we thank you. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new promises. This is my the new heritage that I'm giving to you, and I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus 12:13 says, God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I'm talking about you and you, your home. When I see the blood, God said, I'm going to pass over you. Glory to God. So we thank God, hallelujah, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, hallelujah, reverses, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, we remember you, Lord. We thank you for Holy Communion tonight, oh God. The meal that heals. And hallelujah, the meal that gives life, preserves life, and revives life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank all of you that were singing along with us, Sister Julie and Sister Linda, God's best minister, Linda. Hallelujah. All you other, Mother Dolores, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Ronald Harris, God bless you. Thank you for singing along with us. And Rachel, hallelujah. And Raymond Banks, thank you for singing along with us. And Talitha and Joe, thank you for singing along with us. Hallelujah. God bless and all the others that were singing with us. Hallelujah. But we're not finished yet. Hallelujah. Now it's time for our family daily confession. And we say this every week so you can learn it, so you can get it in your spirit, and you can utter it for yourself. Because as you decree a thing, it shall be established. The word of God says so. Hallelujah. So we speak now. We stand in the gap. We stand in the place for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family, in our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the whole, or the first chapter, the whole entire first chapter, hallelujah, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. More love to thee, O Christ.
More love
to thee. Now hear me while
pray
on
bended
knee.
This is my earnest plea.
Love.
More love.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, Christ to thee.
Love.
More love to thee. More love to thee.
More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench
the thirsting of my soul.
Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord just for a little bit here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the world sees Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, do you have a testimony or shall I just go on?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go on, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Say something about the Lord, but we usually run out of time. It's 8:05.
Oh, hey.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captive free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll let your spirit break forth on the right hand and on the left, north, east, south, and west, oh God, all over this world, oh God. Hallelujah. And Satan, we say, if you notice now that you're defeated, hallelujah, we bind you in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for meeting every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice at the point of their need, and then blessing them superabundantly above, and blessing their families too in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I just got to share with you the theme for today's program, the theme for today's service. The theme for today, you probably guessed it, but anyway, for the sermon is, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Turn to Isaiah. Is that Psalms 47?
Yes, I believe it is.
Go ahead. Go to that for me. When you get there, say amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Read that first scripture. What does that say?
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me share something with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God for what he's done. Several years ago in 1984, Joseph Enterprises put something on the market that is still number one of the home inventions, the home modernization features.
Yes.
It's still number one. And you know what it is, don't you? I know you guessed it. It's called the clapper. Clap on. Clap on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you see, every time that somebody comes up with something, they think it's new. They came up many years ago, over 50 years ago. India, the hospitals in India, was the first hospital that had a unit where they started, their job was to go around and bring laughter to the patients, because they found out that a merry heart is good like a medicine. I heard that before. Haven't you?
It's the word of God.
Oh, is that Proverbs 17:22?
Hallelujah.
I think so. And then I heard, I don't know how long ago, reflexology came into being, where they ministered to people's feet, and they would rub it and put oils on the feet. Luke 7:38. Can you go to that real quick?
Hallelujah.
Luke 7:38.
Hallelujah.
Share stuff with you so you can understand where we're coming from. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Luke 7:38. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read that.
And stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment.
I tell you, he massaged his feet, all into his feet. That's reflexology. That people who are paying hundreds of dollars for a 30-minute reflexology session. But guess what? I got news for you. Now, y'all can go and look up on YouTube. There's such a thing as clap therapy.
Amen.
Now those folks, my wife told you to call people that had all kinds of, even, look, colds and migraine headaches and asthma and gout and digestive problems and stomach ailments and all kinds of problems in the body, viruses and stuff. Yes, viruses. Guess what? clapping your hand alleviates a lot of those problems.
Yes, and stress, hallelujah.
What does it say again? What was that? Is that Psalms 47:1? Read that again.
Psalm 47:1. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people.
Stop. A few people.
All ye people.
Okay, go ahead.
Hallelujah. And shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
Okay. Can you read two? Let me see that.
For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth.
Read one more.
He shall subdue the people under us.
Okay.
And the nations under our feet.
Do me a favor. Go to 46. Psalms 46. And read verse 7.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
Okay. Now read 11.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
Mm. And you wonder why he said clap your hands. Because look who you got with us. Go back to 46. Start with verse 1.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Mm.
Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea?
Go ahead.
Waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God.
Mm.
The holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High.
Mm.
God is in the midst of her.
Mm.
She shall not be moved.
Mm.
God shall help her.
Mm.
And that right early,
the
heathen raised and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us.
Stop there. Y'all need to understand this. There are 340 pressure points in the human body. In your hands, there are 28. That's over 12%. In your hands, there are 39 meridian points that hook up to major places in your body. When you clap your hands, it helps oxygen. You know how when you go to the doctor and he's doing tests, they put something on your finger to test the oxygen level in your body. Interesting, isn't that? Go ahead. Hallelujah. Look here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are over 90,000 miles.
Hallelujah.
Of nerves in your body. And they all are interconnected. And many of them go through your hand. And when you clap your hand, hallelujah, your blood starts flowing better. Glory to God. Your oxygen level rises. You say, well, I don't know about that. Your immune system increases. Well, you clap your hands and then take a little feel. You can do it right now. Does it feel a little bit warm? It's because stuff is happening. You have just started something happening. Now, again, go to YouTube. Because, see, I can't tell you everything that they said on YouTube. But they talked about asthma. They talked about even people with digestive problems. If they dealt with clap therapy, and there's such a thing as clap therapy.
Amen.
People in this world are paying people to teach them clap therapy. Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. And God was telling us to do that how long? Thousands of years. He said, clap your hands, what?
All you people.
See, God has placed in the earth and in us the ability to heal ourselves.
Amen.
We are wondrously made.
Amen.
Wow. Hallelujah. He has made us so beautifully that the immune system starts working. You got a pain. You got pain in your back and in your neck. Glory to God. I tell you. You said that's me. Who am I talking to? You got a back pain right now. Stop clapping your hands.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look. Wait a minute now. You got trouble with asthma. Your lungs are never not clear like they're supposed to be clear. Well, look, if your blood is flowing right, if the oxygen is flowing freely, your asthma is limited, and your asthma has to take a back seat. And look. Your joints, you say, well, with my joint, I got arthritis. You start crap therapy. You don't have to go to a doctor and pay $150 for 15 minutes of cap therapy. You can do it yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And after a while.
Hallelujah. Glory.
My pain is lessened. And you keep on doing it. The longer you do it, you can say, what happened to the pain? Oh, my goodness. It's gone.
Hallelujah.
God has decreed and declared that you be healed, whole, and delivered. Hallelujah. He said it in his word. It's in his word. This ain't nothing new, baby. This is not nothing new. He said, hallelujah. 47, Psalm 47, clap your hands, all you people.
Hallelujah.
See, it's not enough to clap your hands, by the way. I need to tell you this. You got to hook up with Matthew 21:22, Mark 9:23, and Mark 11:24. You hook up with that, and you clap and hook up with those three scriptures, and you're going to find out, hallelujah, that healing has been visited upon you, brother, sister, father, mother, son, daughter, siblings, hallelujah, glory to God. Children and grandchildren. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you go quickly to, did I have another scripture? Did I give you another scripture? Did I give it all?
No.
Was that it? Okay, go to Luke 4:18.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Okay. I want you to say that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Who? You. I'm talking to you and you and you. Go ahead and read some more.
He have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Uh-huh.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Stop right there. Do you know that clap therapy will help depression?
Amen.
Get rid of depression. Because, you know, when you clap, it's usually a good thing. You're clapping, a celebration, somebody got an award, or somebody hit a home run, somebody did something great. And so when you clap, there's a good endorphins emitted throughout your bloodstream, your blood system, and stuff starts to happen. And I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah, you start to feel better. You start to understand that depression is hopelessness, and your hope is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's your hope, and you stand on the everlasting arms. Hallelujah. You, glory to God. Proverbs 18, glory to God. Proverbs 18:10, hallelujah, says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. Go ahead and read some more in that, that scripture, Luke 4:18.
Hallelujah. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised.
And guess what? That starts with you, baby. Who am I talking to? Yes, you, sister. Look, sister, you had those knee problems. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Do some crack therapy. Do about 15 minutes. But look here. YouTube. Go to YouTube and put in the significance of clapping your hands. Hallelujah. The significance of clapping your hands. Or just put in clap your hands. And a lot of articles will come up, videos will come up about clapping your hands. But you must understand that everything must align with the Word of God. Because, you know, some of the New Age folk, they got a hold of a part of what God does, and they try to steal it and make it theirs. So you got to be careful. But, hallelujah, clap your hands. It's in the Word of God. Laughter does good like a medicine is in the Word of God. Reflexology is in the Word of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. All that in a bag of chips, hallelujah. Oh, you say they don't have chips in old days? Yes, they did. They did have chips. Well, you go to a Seder meal, or you go to one of your Jewish friends' houses for a meal, and then you find out what I'm talking about. But anyway, glory to God. I thank God for His Word. It's something shocking, because I know you never heard this before. Most of you have never heard this before, but you know, you got vertigo, clap your hands. You got a migraine headache, clap your hands. You got post-nasal drip, clap your hands. I'll get a tissue too and wipe your nose. But anyway, clap your hands. You got some eye ache, clap your hands. You got an ear ache, clap your hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got a toothache. Guess what? Clap your hands, all you people. You say, well, I can go to the dentist, but the dentist ain't open at 12 o'clock at night. What you going to do? You going to try to run to the store and get some Ambazol and the store closed? What you going to do? You going to say, woe is me? No. Clap your hands, all you people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Hallelujah. I'm going to shout with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Because your word says, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 2:14, that you always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Have you heard? You got this? Clap your hands. You don't understand what I'm going through. Clap your hands. You got the victory. Hallelujah. You got this. Every knee must bow. Every tongue confess that He's Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, verses 9, 10, and 11. That's right. Know the Word. Get the Word in you. Hallelujah. See, that's why it's important for you to read the Word. You would have found this out if you was reading the Word. Read the Word, baby.
Hallelujah.
Find the address of where it is. Glory to God.
It's in the Word. It's in the Word.
Hallelujah. And I just want to thank y'all for tuning in today. I don't even know what time it is. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Blessed be God.
8:23. You got 3 more minutes, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to see if I can find some music to clap our hands one more time. See, y'all got to understand that clapping your hands is going to free you. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to make you. Pastor Peter, you want to say anything about clapping your hands while I try to find this music? Hallelujah.
By the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, while you're clapping your hands, sing praises out your mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Different things going on in your mind, set your mind down by opening up your mouth and singing praises to the Lord while you're clapping your hands. Tell God how good He is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Done for you. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord, thank you for waking me up. Thank you for touching my body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for putting food on the table. Thank you, Lord, for being clothes on my back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for giving me breath in my lungs. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of Jesus over my house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping my children saved and healthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for watching over us all night long.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God, for putting gas in the tank. Hallelujah. Putting food in the refrigerator. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every little thing you can think of. Hallelujah. Give praises to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Make the devil flee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God is worthy of all the praise you can give to Him. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, God, for giving us the activity of our limbs.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, for giving us breath in our body. Hallelujah. Nobody in the house got COVID.
Yes, sir. If we get ready,
the Lord done healed them.
Yes.
Them forward. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for the children going back to school. Thank God for the teachers in school. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, praise the Lord now. Hallelujah.
By your name.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
Worship you, Lord. Magnify your name. Holy praise to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
By your name.
We worship.
Worship you, oh Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank you by your name.
Oh,
yeah. Everybody just clap your hands.
Everybody.
Just clap your hands. Oh, come on. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. You want to be healed. You want to feel better. You want to
clap your hands.
Only completely. Free of diseases. The sicknesses and illnesses. Clap your hands. Praise the Lord.
The Bible says what?
Christ in your heart, just repeat this prayer behind me. Father God.
Hallelujah. Father God.
Died, and you rose again. Hallelujah. And I confess with my mouth. Hallelujah. And I believe in my heart. Hallelujah. That you died. You rose, and you're sitting on the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for me. Hallelujah. And I'm confessing with my mouth, and I'm believing in my heart. So therefore, hallelujah, I am saved.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was saving me from my sin.
Hallelujah.
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 Child of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That deserves a clap, too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if you want to contact us, hallelujah, you can write to the Potter's House Church, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. That's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Or you can call us. What's the number they can call us on?
410-444-5152.
Again, what's that?
410-444-5152.
Well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. And I just want to let you know, I know that a lot of my friends who are in the Central Maryland Council of the Blind, you're listening. The book, The Awakening of a Superhero, will be out in ebook, hallelujah, and available on iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon at the end of this month. So that's the ebook. Now, the regular hard, paperback is available now.
Hallelujah.
The ebook is coming out the end of this month, the first week in April. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
And again, every book sold, a portion of the proceeds will go building the hospital in Uganda. And just for y'all, I want y'all to know that we are sowing $3.21 to that effort, because this is the third month, and one U.S. dollar is worth 365.33 shillings in Ugandan money. So a little bit goes a long way. So we're sowing that. If you want to sow that to us, praise God. Pastor Peaches, you want to give the Cash App number?
Yes, Cash App for the Potter's House is $PHCPW, that's $T, then lowercase PHCPWC.
Praise God. God bless you. Love y'all. And look, hallelujah. We'll see you on Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. We worship God. We thank you for being who we, look, for just being with us on this broadcast. Hallelujah. I want to get something that you remember we do every time we finish our broadcast, and I'm trying to get it right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I found
those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far.
Come on now.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here.
Y'all can clap too if you like.
Against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror. Can I get a witness up in here?